Leaders of 21 nations, including President Obama, are meeting in Beijing this week for the 25th Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Over the weekend, Secretary of State John Kerry attended the APEC ministerial meeting to meet with officials from APEC member countries in advance of the president's visit.
The Asia-Pacific is one of the most promising places on the planet, and America's future and security and prosperity are closely and increasingly linked to that region.
Trade relations are a key goal of APEC, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership will be discussed at the summit. All 12 of the TPP partners are APEC member nations, and USDA economist Sean Arita says one of the most dynamic emerging economies of those is Vietnam.
You look at the other TPP countries, they're forecasted to grow perhaps 2 to 3% per year for the next 10 years. Vietnam is forecasted to grow about 6 to 7%.
Arita says the potential in Vietnam for U.S. agricultural products has been somewhat overshadowed by Japan in the TPP negotiations.
In terms of U.S. exporters, one of the main interests is the growth potential. It also has quite substantial market size in terms of population. It has about 90 million people. And if you look at the spectrum of countries, Vietnam is the least developed, along with Peru, for the countries participating in the negotiations. And so it has the most promise in terms of future consumption potential for agricultural and food products.
Arita talks about some of the U.S. exports that would benefit from elimination of tariffs in Vietnam.
Meats. Vietnam is a very large consumer, particularly pork. They're very large producers themselves, but that is starting to change. They're expecting them to import a lot more meats. And here, the U.S. does have potential opportunity. A lot of fruits and vegetables. They currently do have sizable tariffs that, given a TPP agreement, U.S. exporters could stand to gain. Dairy products, yogurt, even a lot of processed and packaged products. U.S. products are perceived to be of high quality, perhaps more safe in terms of food safety issues. So a lot of packaged products could stand to gain along with other high-value type of U.S. exports.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.